Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our pre-opening markets here on this Friday. We've got a complete check of all your upcoming markets coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Well, cattle futures are called steady to weaker on follow-through after yesterday's very volatile technical session. This was evident as February cattle reached a high of about 126.77 and a low of 123.60. However, stable cash near $120 should keep December near 120 as well today. A booming stock market may provide underlying support on the perception that the economy is rolling along and demand will stay very strong. The hog futures are called mixed to weaker. Prices posted reversals yesterday after a strong turn in recent sessions. We're not convinced daily slaughters, as big as they are friendly for prices. Consequently, if behind on sales, get current with recommendations. Now, on the grain futures, wheat futures were up about 1 to 2 cents overnight after the inability to hold gains yesterday. Look for more sideways trade when the grain and wheat futures get underway here in just a little bit. Now, the corn futures were firm overnight with March up about, 1.25 cents to 3.43 1/4, close to where the contract started the week. We like upward price movement of the last two sessions, but we don't think prices are poised to make an advance in either direction. Farmers selling will likely slow in early December, which will provide support. Yet South American weather, as it now becomes more important, doesn't seem to offer much reason for buyers to feel a sense of urgency. Crude is firm this morning. The dollar is flat. Well, the soybean futures traded 4 to 5 cents higher overnight, with March as high as 10.02 3/4 and back above the contract's 40-day moving average. We like yesterday's demand, both on weekly export sales and then the announcement of a sizable sale to China. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 57 at 119.90. February is down 162 at 124.97. January feeder cattle is down 140 at 154.17. March down 150 at 152.27. December hogs down 80 cents, 64.27. February's down 112 at 69.77. On the grains, hard red winter wheat, December up 1 1/4 at 414.5. March unchanged at 431.5. Chicago wheat, December down 7 1/4 at 409.25, and March down 1 3/4 at 433. December corn's up 2 3/4 at 341 3/4. March was up 2 1/4 at 355 3/4. January soybeans down 6 3/4 at 985 3/4. March was down 6.5 at 997 3/4. December cotton up 17, 75.21. March down 8, 72.73. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.